Item number 9 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, an informational report regarding the possibility of locating a communications facility along the lakefront in the area of Veterans Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Birch?
Mr. Chairman, Director Black.
Chairman, supervisors, as we've been trying to do, the next four items are for information only, and we're working on them. It's a work in progress for all of them. The one with the AT&T, the cell tower at Veterans Park, we'll get into the details of the project, but it is going to be scheduled for the LDAC, Lakefront Development Advisory Commission. They're going to take a look at it between now and September when we'll come back to you. We will tell you what their recommendation to you is, being the advisory board. But we wanted to give you the information now to let you know that that was going to happen between now and September, and we'll bring it back at that point. But having said that, Dave, if you give them the details.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this is a unique opportunity to improve an asset along our lakeshore at Veterans Park. The project that we have currently in our capital schedule was to repair the restroom facility at the current restroom shelter building, which is approximately 1,000-square-foot facility in a prominent spot along the lakefront and heavily used. Throughout the design process, based on the original estimates we received from DTPW, Architectural and Engineering Group, we discovered that the $150,000 allocated for the project was not going to be enough to really do this project right, which also included roof replacement, structural beam replacements, and facade treatments, which led to a project cost of over $300,000. So a remodeling project that was going to be a simple restroom project now turned into a bigger piece of cake to eat. The opportunity came along when we were approached by AT&T to partner with a potential project that would locate a communications facility in this area, which has some issues with coverage. Discussion with them led us to talk about what could fit in with a new building project there and offer us an improved facility, a potential revenue increase by offering larger shelter pavilion area because it's a heavily desired area for use. And provide something that would be aesthetically pleasing and fit in with our other lakeshore amenities. They've come back with a proposal, and we're in the process of discussing with them what that could include. But one of the things they've done is provide some illustrations and renderings of what a nautical tower would look like, a nautical pole, if you will, along with the new shelter restroom facility. And we wanted to share that with you and see what your reaction was and see if it's something we should continue to pursue.
Thank you. Questions by committee? Pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Haas?
I would move to formalize Director Black's resolution and refer it to Lakefront Development Planning Advisory Commission.
The motion is to refer it to LDAC. Are there any questions on that motion? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Cesars?
Excuse?
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6-0 is the vote. That is reported.
Okay. Thank you.